The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, last night, the government published updated guidance to facilitate the reopening of indoor hospitality. The Taoiseach acknowledged that the new system will be inconvenient for business. To talk about this, we're joined by Darren Darcy of Vulpanera in Black Rock Restaurant and Adrian Cummings of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Adrian, if I could start with you, this question, which this issue that we're hearing about on the news, and it was announced last night, of restaurants having staff at all entrances and exits, that arrived on the table quite late. How difficult an issue do you think that would be for restaurants?
Good morning, Richard. Yes, that came at the 11th hour to our industry, our negotiations with the government. It is going to add extra workload to businesses. That workload means extra cost because they have to have staff to man all of those entrances into business. And you know, some businesses may say, well, listen, I might only have just one entrance into the business and close up the other two that comes in off the street. And that's kind of counterintuitive for circulation of air and ventilation.
And so, are restaurants already finding it difficult to get staff?
It's the single biggest issue now once we open the doors. And even before that is trying to find staff. It's a huge issue for outdoor dining. It's going to be a major issue now once the industry reopens fully from next Monday onwards. And we don't have enough staff, and we need to try and make sure that we try and source as many staff as soon as possible for our sector.
Darren, yeah. You've been open outdoor dining. How's that been going for you? And will you look at opening the indoors now?
Yeah, it's we reopened on the 9th of June outside, and it's been going really well, fortunately for us. We have decided to continue with outdoor dining until the end of August.
And so outdoor only?
Outdoor only until the end of August, yeah.
And how does that work from a business point of view, vis-a-vis the numbers that you could have if you were indoor versus tables outside?
Well, thankfully for us, we actually have the same capacity outdoors as we have inside. I mean, we have a few tables in front of the restaurant, but we also use the pub, which is beside us, their terrace, the Wishing Well. So that gives us the same capacity overall.
And have you found it hard to get staff?
Staff is very challenging, yeah, at the moment.
And it's interesting because as indoor dining opens under these new terms and those who've got this digital cert and so forth, we had a call from a publican yesterday, and he said that the biggest issue that he's coming across at the moment is the issue of anti-vaxxers, those opposed to the COVID vaccination. He says pubs all over the country that are reopening for indoor hospitality are being targeted in a very organised way. They're receiving abusive phone calls and emails. People are going on TripAdvisor to slate them, and they're being criticised for supporting what the anti-vaxxers are calling medical apartheid. And we are hearing about some of those people who are opposed to the vaccine block booking restaurants and that sort of thing with no intention of showing up. Do you think, have you heard, come across this issue?
Yes.
Adrian, among members?
Yes, it's a huge issue now over the last 48 hours since the announcement around the reopening of indoor hospitality, where we've seen fake bookings coming in at a rate of knots into businesses to book up tables to try and disrupt our reopening plans for hospitality. And I think businesses need to be aware of that. I think they have to have their own internal policies around how they take reservations. That'll be a policy for each business. They may take credit cards just to make sure that this is a genuine booking going forward as a deposit scheme. That's their own decision. But it's one of these another challenge for our industry that we have to face as we reopen. And just to remind everybody, these businesses are closed 496 days, and they would just want to get open and get trading again, meet their customers that they haven't seen in about 15, 16 months. And that's what they want to do. They just want to get back open and running.
What about the appetite, to use that word, for indoor dining? We've seen a lot of places, Darren, you've had a very good run with outdoor dining.
Yeah.
In your case, because you've got the space, you can run with that for a while. Do you think that there will be a big take up for indoor?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think
even with all of these restrictions and rules and the impression that it's going to be kind of bureaucratic and show ID and all that sort of thing.
We have quite a few bookings for August, and we did decide to stay outside, and like most people were happy to stay outside. But I do think there is a demand for indoor dining as well. I do think once the restaurants open, that there will be demand for both.
And Adrian, do you think many restaurants will decide not to go ahead on Monday with indoor dining? They say, just with all of this going on, we're not going to do it.
Yes, there will be a percentage of restaurants that just won't open on Monday.
What do you think that percentage might be?
It could be up as far as 25%, but that means 75% will open. But that's my gut feeling based on listening to businesses. They will wait and see. They may open on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But the COVID recovery support scheme, which is the payment that they've received while they're closed, that will finish on Monday. So those businesses may not be able to get that support into the future.
So from Monday, because they're allowed to open, you choose not to, you lose the
scheme. And that's something that I think businesses are not fully aware of now. While there is an increased level of support for the restart grant, which is three double weeks of the COVID recovery support scheme to get people, to get businesses the cash flow to restock and restart their business. But, you know, we have to start somewhere. We're moving forward. And hopefully this is the end for us.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Darren Darcy of Volpanera Restaurant in Blackrock and Adrian Cummings of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.